Good morning. I'm Zach Bolter.
And I'm Landon Studer. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, where we're wrapping up homecoming week here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Our homecoming theme this year was the sky's the limit, and we had a great time all week long. Even the junior high and elementary students participated in class color day this year. At the high school, our other special dress day includes superhero and villain day, future day, crazy day, and the traditional black and gold day.
We held our homecoming coronation Wednesday night. We had a great group of royalty candidates this year, including Patricia Brandt, Nick Kaiser, Morgan Frieders, Andrew Miller, Taylor Frieders, Tyler Schnurr, Betty Straub, and Reese Wiley. When the votes were all counted, our homecoming king and queen for 2014 were Ben Vasky and Emily Marlowe. Congratulations, Emily and Ben.
Part of our homecoming fun every year is the class competition. Again, this year's classes designed banners to carry in the parade instead of floats. The junior class had our winning banner. We also built hoops for the athletes to run through at the pep rally. Different judges picked all four hoops first, but in the end, the freshmen edged out the other classes.
Wednesday, we celebrated the 10th anniversary of our class showdown, a day of competition and different games. We had to change things up a bit because of weather, but it was still a fun day. The seniors won trivia, volleyball, both boys and girls Gatorade chug, and both boys and girls tug of war. The juniors won dodgeball, and they split with the seniors in ping pong.
The sophomores won pie eating, and the boys skinned the snake relay, while the freshmen dominated hot dog eating, and they also won water balloon toss, and the girls skinned the snake relay. The seniors also won the spirit bonus at the pep rally Wednesday night, which gave them the overall edge in the class competition.
Homecoming is the biggest event of the year for the BGHS Student Council. Next week, Student Council has a big service project, Adopt a Highway. The Garrigan Student Council has cleaned up the section of Highway 18 by Sexton ever since 1992. They've even been honored by the state of Iowa for one of the longest Adopt a Highway sponsorships in the state.
Our student council co-presidents this year are Andrew Miller and Ben Vasky. Class presidents include seniors Nick Kaiser and Morgan Frieders, juniors Zach Bolter and Katie Steinman, sophomores Sam Borman and Miranda Book, and freshmen Noah Busher and Jenna Bolter. The other student council members are representatives Megan Wadley, Ben Deegan, Sam Borman, Miranda Book, Donovan Birdie, Andrew Meister, Reese Wadley, and Cassidy Vitznam.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on homecoming queen Emily Marlowe. Here to tell you about her is Logan Besch.
Emily Marlowe is a Livermore native who is a year-round athlete. She has won all area honors in volleyball and also helps lead the girls' golf team to state last spring. She also lettered both in basketball and softball. Emily is active in National Honor Society, Christian Leadership in Action. You probably heard of announcements on the Bear Facts. Next year, Emily plans to major in pharmacy at UNI. We wish her all the best in the future. Congratulations, Emily Morrow, our 2014 queen.
In our Golden Bear calendar this week, the volleyball team is hosting their home tournament today. Games are being played both at Garrigan and the Roshwell Center at Seton.
Tomorrow there's the Catholic Youth Rally at St. Edmund in Fort Dodge. Monday, the cross-country team runs in the Algona Meet at River Road. Also that night, there's JV volleyball at Armstrong, and the JV football team plays at St. Ed's.
Tuesday, we'll have the awards from the calendar drive earlier this month. The volleyball team travels to Garner that night. Then, on Wednesday, the Garrigan Choir will perform in the Diocesan Catholic Choral Festival in Sioux City.
Student Council will have their Adopt a Highway project Wednesday and will dismiss early that day for teacher in-service. Finally, next Friday, the football team travels to Green to play North Butler.
That's the Bear Facts for September. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to join us next week when we talk about Band Day here at Bishop Harrigan High School.